At this hour, we are talking Dewey volleyball with Coach Harris. Coach, first year as head coach, you know, how do you think this first year went?
I think it was definitely a growing year, great year. We did win, I believe, 12 games in total. So big improvement from last year. Our girls started off with a few things that we had to grow on, especially hitting, getting consistent with our serves. But as the year progressed, I definitely saw a lot of leadership on the floor with Cameron Jones, Miley Garrison, and then Lacey Nichols. They led us a lot in consistency, especially too with my two setters. We had returning setter Miley Garrison, who was really a big asset to our team in regards to just making sure the ball got to the spot, the same spot where it needed to be every single time. And then we had first year varsity setter Kaylee Cole. She's not new to varsity. She started varsity last year as a freshman and then this year as a sophomore, and she was pretty consistent getting the ball where it needed to go. So really our game relied a whole lot on our setters being consistent, and I think that helped us throughout the season. And then as far as hitting goes, my team was stacked hitting. We were a big powerhouse on the right side with Miley Garrison and Keelan Rubel, in the middle with Nevaeh Straley and Cameron Jones, and then on the left side with Lacey Nichols and Callie Posh. So all the way around, I had good hitters every time.
And Coach, your first class of seniors, can you talk about them and what they meant to your team?
Yeah, absolutely. So senior Keelan Rubel, she's played for 4 years, big leader on the court, big leader on the bench. She played right side, huge block. She led quite a few games in stats on the block. And then Ava Bowman, she led us in aces, huge powerhouse on the serve. We could always count on her to get our score up. And then she was my defensive specialist. So she would go into serve and then play on the back row. And any time that there was a big attack on the other team, she was always there to make sure that we were guarded.
And for Ava, you know, as a senior, what did you like from her, not just as a volleyball player, but as a person?
She brought light to the team. She was a huge asset in regards to team spirit. Anytime somebody was down, she was always there to pick them up. She was always a consistent player, especially in regards to serving. There were so many times that she went back there and she was able to save us on serves because she's just such a reliable player, such a light at the end of the tunnel for a lot of our girls, and we're really going to miss her this year.
All right, Coach Harris. You also have some young players. Will you talk about them and what the future looks like for your team?
Absolutely. So this next season, we're actually going to have pretty much the same team other than Keelan and Ava graduating. So varsity is going to look pretty much the same. Now, as far as who's coming up from sophomores into my juniors is going to be Kaylee Cole, my setter, Callie Posh, my left side, Olivia Croucher, my left side, and back row Diaz. And then Isabella Villanueva, who is my libero.
And finally, Coach, you know, first year coach, but you've got a coaching staff around you. Can you talk about them and, you know, their impact?
Yeah, absolutely. So my assistant coach is Tana Wood. She's a huge asset to the team. She's been a huge asset to Dewey in general. She's been alumni. She coached softball. She's coached cheer. She's coached volleyball. Just all the way around, she knows what it means to be an athlete. And so many times the girls have said, wow, Coach Wood has made a huge impact in like my mental state right now. She's led me like in the academics and in the gym. Like Coach Wood is just so influential with every kid that she touches.
And finally, Coach, when you look back at the whole season, what kind of stands out memories wise when you look at the team?
I would say improvement and willingness to learn. There are so many girls right now that just have the desire and the willpower to get better. So whatever I throw at them, whatever I give them, no matter how hard the practice is, no matter how many times we run and get on the line, they're constantly getting better. And their drive to get better is just increasing, increasing. The sky's the limit for these girls.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
That is Coach Harris as we recap Dewey volleyball right here on Bartlesville Radio.